In today's episode, we will dive deeper into how we manage what we cannot control and live with not only a sense of hope, but a sense of drive and meaning when it seems like life is knocking us on our knees. Welcome back to Soul Speak. I am Meg Michelson. Thank you so much for joining, for liking, for being here, for rating, for sharing. It truly does mean a lot, and I enjoy doing this. So it's a labor of love for me. So thank you. Now, last week, we had a great speaker on, Rose Hope, and talked about her journey, her choosing to live with more of a state of mindfulness. You know, when she was younger, she had a near-death experience. She had two, I believe. The first was at age 5, and the second was, I think, at 26 or thereabouts. And after, she would get a little depressed because she didn't feel like that life here was as great as it felt when she was not in her body. And then also this great purpose she felt. So she could have allowed herself to go down into a hole and stay depressed, but she didn't. She chose to step up, work through that grief, work through those hard feelings, and find her way back to living some life that gave her meaning, that gave her drive, that gave her passion. Because in order for us really to feel like we want to giddy up and go, it's got to be something we're passionate about. It can be anything, right? And that can change throughout the day. But it's really important to feel passion. You know, multiple times in our lives, every single one of us, all of us, we've all had and will all continue to have times where we feel that life is out of our control. The circumstances around us are not what we hoped. And we'll say, well, I didn't choose this. No, I've heard that. I'm sure I've said it. Remember when you were little? Some of you might be too young for this, but we used to have these merry-go-rounds that were spinning. You could spin them really fast, and they were wood with these metal bars that you'd hang on to. And you'd be on it, and somebody, like an older brother or an older sibling, would spin you. And they could go as fast as they wanted, and you had to hold on so you didn't feel like you were going to slide right off. And that's sometimes how we feel life is. You know, that is it safe enough to hold on to? Are the people around us, those people that we choose, remember, we do have choice with the people around us. Do they help us to feel safe? Do we allow them to keep us in a feeling of unsafeness? Or do we use our voice because we have choice there and say, I really am not feeling safe talking to you right now. So could we address this in a different way? Or whatever it is. Could you stop the merry-go-round so I could please get off because I feel like I'm going to vomit? I'm going to pass out because I'm so dizzy. So we really want to be mindful of what is that interaction? What are our choices around every interaction, especially those ones that we feel like we have no control over, like a natural disaster or an accident or someone says something that really hurts us? We have no control over that. However, what we do with it, remember, what we do with it, the actions, the thoughts, that is what we do have control over. I want to read a letter to you. I told you a few weeks ago, my brother Ken passed away. But back in 2007, he wrote a letter to another family member. I don't know if you remember this from a different episode. I'm the youngest of 11, big family. But Ken wrote this letter to a family member who was struggling with feelings of depression. And he said, I hope you know that everyone has their moments with their own feelings of loneliness and depression. I often find myself at gatherings wondering if anyone else feels what I think and feel, disconnected. Like I'm just there, responding to conversation around me, but consciously wondering, what is this all about? You know, remember, we've talked about like you're standing there and you're looking through life like you're looking through a glass-plated window. You're not in it. Continuing his words, my biggest pet peeve isn't about listening to those who are expressing their sincere feelings. It's about listening to those who you know or who you think you know would rather listen to themselves with no regard for anyone else's thoughts or feelings. The other night, I was feeling all alone, even though my dining room had five other people in it. I decided to leave the room and go for a walk with him as a wheelchair, so he set a roll. I was dealing with some extremely intense thoughts and ended up going to a park, wandering into a desolate area that looked out over a field surrounded by beautiful, lush green trees. I was hoping to get in touch with whatever I was feeling. Instead, I just sat there, looking over the beauty before me and soaking it up. It was cold and starting to drizzle. My mind was empty, and it allowed me to absorb all that was around me. After time passed, I wheeled back towards what I call home. Only this time, I allowed myself to fully absorb my surroundings. I was barely moving, and my slower pace allowed me to feel every single bump of the road and take it all that surrounded me. I took it all in. I eventually made it back home, and my loneliness was gone. We're all just energy. The whole existence of life is just energy floating around, bumping into or meshing with other forms of energy. Life isn't always fun. Life isn't always easy. Most days, I'm trying to figure out how to make the world a better place, because that is what I desperately want to accomplish in the time I have left. And so, listeners, I want you to think about that. What are we choosing? He left his house feeling really, really sad or frustrated. He just was feeling like he wasn't heard. And again, that lack of control. But instead of allowing himself to stay in that state, he looked around and found the beauty. And he decided he felt a lot more peace. We get to feel whatever we want to feel as long as we want to feel it. That's our choice. And it always connects to our memories and our thoughts. Just like when we're on that playground and it's spinning really fast, we get to say, stop. I want off. I want off. Or I'm going to allow myself to let go of the fear and just enjoy this spinning, but not fight with it, because maybe he won't stop and I can't get off. So I'm going to go into the ride. Now, we've talked about this before, and of course we will again, that reminder that so much of our lives are within our power. Even if they won't let us off that merry-go-round, there are so many choices we can make when we are in it. Truly, they can. Our mind is powerful. You know, did my brother choose to get run over at age 18 and become a quadriplegic? Not on a human level. But what he chose after he worked through all the emotions and the anger was a life that had a lot of adventure and fun, even though it was harder. But he chose, remember, he chose to feel the gratitude. He chose to feel the connection to the trees, because he didn't want to stay in a lower level vibration. He chose to feel and be present. When he was going over every bump with his wheelchair and feeling it, that's being present. When we allow ourselves to get out of that mind trap of thinking about all the junk coming our way or all the junk that has come our way and maybe feel sorry for ourselves, we can just feel our breath for a minute. Feel the breath. Or feel the beauty of having hands that we can use. Remember last week with Rose Hope, we talked about being a zombie. That many times in life, we're in the zone of the dead, I call that. People go through life and they're just putting their head in the sand, or they're staying focused on all the junk that's going wrong. And they're not feeling with their physical body, their skin, or their dog's fur, or just touching the gentleness of your face. Or the dishwater when you're doing the dishes. Is it warm or cold? We have a choice. If it's cold, maybe we can warm it up. And the goal in all of this is the awareness that you see your life with clarity, with the awareness that although some circumstances do seem and might be out of our control, we still have choice, because we control our thoughts. We control our thoughts. And then we control what we're going to do with those thoughts. And then We control what we're going to do with our physical body and the connection between our thoughts and our physical body. That is in our control. And perhaps on some level, as a soul in a human body, we chose that something that appears awful because there was gold in it. Now, my brother being run over at age 18 and becoming a quadriplegic, he could never drive. He could never run again. On some level, and I said this to him years and years ago, that maybe he chose that. Way back then, he didn't believe that. As life went on for him and he became really more in tune with his own beauty and his own gifts beyond the physical body, who knows what his belief became? On some level, we choose this lifetime. My belief, even those hard things. And I'm going to get a lot of slapback about that, but there's so much gold in even the hard things because it teaches us where we want to be and how we can help others because of the things we learned with those hardships. There were so many lives that Ken touched just by being who he was. Amazing. The service was amazing because so many people had beautiful stories of Ken and how he touched their lives by making the world a better place. It's a big choice. It doesn't mean it's always going to be butterflies and rainbows in our thoughts because we choose that. No, it's a challenge to keep that going. There are times when we all feel down, and then we get to say, where am I going to be today? What am I going to think? Am I going to let myself get up and feel really crappy, or am I going to get up and stretch and feel gratitude? Because I can stretch my arms above my head. Every circumstance that we go through can be seen with that lens, the lens of choice. When we find ourselves falling, we can decide to get back up. The getting back up and how we do it is showing us how awake we are. The getting back up, the choice to find something that brings us back to the light. That is the goal. My belief, the universe provides what we can handle. And that means it is the level we are currently at, not the level we want to be at, but the level we currently are at. That's how much we can handle. And when we choose to handle and keep moving forward with grace and integrity, now we're at a different level because we just handled that and up-leveled. You know, we might want the moon, but sometimes we're in the gutter. We can't get the moon when our energy is matching the gutter or our energy is at street level. But man, we want that moon or we want those stars. How are we going to get there? When life seems out of control, how are we going to lasso the moon? Another of my beliefs is we choose people and circumstances that are at the energetic level we are currently at. Why? Why don't we have friends that are not at our level? We can't maintain the friends that are always really positive if we're negative. Can't. We can't maintain a friendship with someone that has high integrity if we gossip all the time. Why? Because our vibes don't match. And if we want to be around the people that are not gossiping and have high integrity and have a good work ethic, then we have to adopt that. Because now like attracts like. So if you want somebody to treat you really well, first we got to treat ourselves really well. Choice. We can choose to treat ourselves well. A woman I know has really been struggling with her tiredness, and she does way too much, and she's not recognizing that it is okay and it's important to let her children help her. It helps them learn how to be a better functioning human, give and receive. And when she does that, she might find she's less tired because she's also receiving. So important. Those are the choices we get to make. So if I'm really giving and I'm not letting people give back to me, I'm going to bring in a lot of people that are really selfish. That's the mirror, two sides of a coin. Why? So we can start to see clearly. It's a choice we're making. So if I want people that are more giving, I will be more giving to myself and to others as well. Because now we're going to be more matched energetically. People that are really giving a lot tend to bring in, that are not receiving, tend to bring in people that are not giving as much. So pay attention to that. It's to help us wake up, help us see clearly. You know, although sometimes it takes us a while to understand, We are more alike to those around us than we realize. When we get irritated by people, pay attention to that. On some level, we're really similar. Recently, I was speaking with a couple I know, and they're so different. However, they are so similar, they didn't see it. We were having a great conversation about how we mirror each other, and we're not even realizing it. Again, bringing in people that are similar, but maybe the flip side of the coin. Two opposites, but there's a lot of similarities when people are opposites and attract each other. For instance, she was an introvert, he's an extrovert. Both of them, however, feel they're not good enough. Both of them struggle with a lower self-esteem. He feels too big sometimes, carries too many people. He shines when he walks in a room. Everybody feels that. And he feels responsible for so many people. She feels too small. She feels ultra responsible for things, but doesn't carry the gregarious energy he does. However, it's still two sides of the same coin. They both have issues with how they're giving and receiving. What if they came to the middle? That's why we attract each other. That's why they are alike. What if they created the change to arrive someplace in the middle? Think about that in your own life. So they actually fell more in love with themselves because they were giving to self. And again, that's a choice. Everything we do when life is feeling really, really hard, we got to go into authenticity. Am I authentically speaking to myself? Am I awake? Am I being clear? So does that mean if I make healthier choices, if I give and receive, give to self, give to others, receive from self, receive from others, stay in integrity, I make healthier choices. And if I bring my awareness back to higher level thinking, will my life change? Yes, 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 100% it will. It may take some time, however. Remember, it's taken us a while to get to whatever dysfunction, to get to those thoughts that are lower. It takes us a while to clear those old behavior patterns. One of my listeners commented a while ago that she keeps trying to shift her thoughts, but her life still sucks. You know, that may be so. And when that happens, when life is still and we have had tough times, we are being asked by the universe or asked by our higher power to really wake up, to see the patterns that are not working for us. So if our life still sucks and we've been making changes, be really honest. How long can we hold a healthy and positive thought? We might have it for a nanosecond and then life's not changing and now we go right back down into the gutter. Can we hold a healthy and positive thought for 17 seconds? 17 seconds. It is truly remarkable. The longer we hold that thought, the more it becomes part of our reality. Try it. Holding a thought for 17 seconds. And it is tough to do that because our minds are old. We don't know how long our history is as far as this life or other lives. Maybe in this lifetime, maybe our ancestral history, because we're all so connected. Maybe other lifetimes, the journey of our soul. Who knows? We sure carry a lot of memories. And even those recent memories can take us down quickly. Every human I know, every human I've ever met struggles with this, keeping those thoughts at a higher vibration. That is the trick. When life is taking us down at the knees, can we allow ourselves to find anything that's going to bring us back up, like feeling our skin, like washing the dishes, like petting your pet, like looking at the stars and being in awe, like allowing ourselves to connect with somebody with a smile and let them smile back at us. Let kindness come in. We can even ask, we can say, universe, I'm really open to have kindness today. I'm open to receiving kindness. Can you provide those opportunities? And then when those opportunities come, someone holds a door open for you or someone in the car in front of you pays for your coffee. Can you stay in a positive frame for at least 17 seconds? Maybe you can even do it longer. Now, this morning I woke up and I felt really tired because I struggle too, of course. I had a full day and I didn't have much time to do any relaxation. So I had that ugh feeling. And yet I choose my life in so many ways. I don't choose everything. Some things happen externally that affect me 100%. But my choice is to go through with my shoulders hung and my head and ugh, or all right, get up, get my dogs going, give them some love. Let me get love back from my dogs. And then I usually FaceTime one of my daughters and grandchildren. Those are key. Connecting with people, smiling. When I'm in the cafe working, smile at people, hear them. If we want to be heard, remember, we're mirroring. If we want to be heard, then we also have to hear. Hear ourselves and hear others. And those are the things that we can really do. When we feel like life is out of control, those small, might even seem like a little nuance, that can make the world of difference. So I wish you a beautiful week. And I would love to hear how many of us can hold a positive, healthy thought for 17 seconds. Write it in the comments. Send me an email. Let me know if that's something that you're willing to challenge yourself with. I wish you a beautiful week. Be good to you. Thank you very much for being here. Hey, listeners, thank you so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. I really appreciate that. And if you're willing and if you find this of value, would you please follow on any of the platforms you're listening to, whether that's Apple or Spotify or Google or any of the platforms? And of course, I love the ratings if you find this valuable. You can also follow me on YouTube and like and share. And all of that really makes a difference. Appreciate your participation. And of course, I really appreciate you being part of this world.